Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting sixth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kearney. Gibson moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Leach moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Kearney moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Kearney moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kearney scores. Phillips scores. Henderson moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and has Henderson trapped. Petrie throws to third, and Johnson tags Henderson for the out. Davis moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Leach moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kearney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Howard Johnson. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bergmeier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Lansford, who relays the ball to Phillips, who tags Parrish trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Whitaker scores. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Jerry Uchter now pitching. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page takes first base on ball 4. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Athletics. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Gary Hancock now playing left field. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Rick Leach. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Berenguer covering, for the out. 1 out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball towards center. Gibson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gibson. Hancock moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hancock moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Parrish to Cabell and they have Davis trapped. The throw over to Whitaker, who applies the tag for the out. Hancock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-4, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Berenguer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almone strikes out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Page strikes out. Two outs. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Almone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Butera now catching. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kearney strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hancock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Keough now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hancock. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herndon moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell strikes out. Kearney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cabell out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Murphy strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hancock. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson strikes out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kearney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Almone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.